And their idea of teaching marketing is a lot of stuff about the product, a lot of stuff about the comp plan, but absolutely nothing about finding the ideal audience for the product and the values that it represents. The FTC has Section H in here, and here's what it says. Herbalife may not pay any of their distributors, the new recruit, any money, and they cannot recruit anyone or sponsor anyone until the participant, which would be the new recruit, has successfully completed a training course conducted by Herbalife that is focused on the following topics. And then they list the topics, including buying only the amount of product that the participant expects to sell in the near future, how to document retail sales, how not to falsify retail sales, how to identify and account for business-related expenses, how to calculate profit and loss, how to create a business budget, that sort of stuff. We've never done that in this industry. In all the company materials, I mean, I've seen a lot of them, and their idea of teaching marketing is a lot of stuff about the product, a lot of stuff about the comp plan, but absolutely nothing about finding the ideal audience for the product and the values that it represents. And that's the missing piece. Because once you know that you're looking for people who like finding the right size shoe, if you go to Nordstrom's, there are 5,000 pairs of shoes. And if the guy comes up to me, he's going to say, well, who are you shopping for, yourself, your kids, or your husband? And I'll say, me. Great. Half the shoes are just out of the running. What kind of shoes do you want? Well, I want running shoes. Well, that means 9/10 of all the women's shoes are out of the running. What kind do you want? Well, I want Nike. So that's another lopping off 40, 50%. I want size 8 that lops off nearly all the shoes, and I want white. By the time I've done specifying my values, I want a woman's running white Nike size 8 shoe. They bring me 5 pairs of shoes. Those are the prospects. Of those 5, one of them buys. And that's what we do. That's the process.
Did you know that you can really learn how to do this yourself? This is Kim Claver, and I have a resource site where I have some freebies for you so you can try and see if you like this approach. Go to kimclaveracademy.com, K-I-M-K-L-A-V, like in Victor, E-R, Academy, A-C-A-D-E-M-Y.com, all jammed together. And when you get there, if you're on your phone, you will see one big red dot that says Get Customers and Recruits, and then you can scroll your phone down and you'll see Grow Your Business on Facebook and email, or Get Unstuck. If you're on a computer, you'll see the big 3 red dots across the top there, right on my green beach van there. And depending on what you need, click on the Customers and Recruits, for example, and it will show you how to talk to people the way I've just shown you here in these examples. And if you want to grow your business with Facebook and use email, I can show you some of the programs I have there. And if you want to get unstuck because you just can't quite get going and you've sort of lost your way, we know how that is, you can click on that one and see what I have for you there. And for all of them, I have little samples so you can get a little taste before you spend any money or time and see if it's a match for you. But if you like what you've heard, and you'd like to learn how to do that, and you do not want to be a clone of everybody else. Most of the folks are not making much money. That's why, you know, there are issues in our field. Then you want to be you. You can be you. And you can be personable, and you can be friendly, and you can find the people who are exactly the right ones for you, both as somebody who wants to build a business and people who want to be long-term customers. All right? So just check it out. See if it's a match for you. KimClaverAcademy.com. All right, talk to you soon. Bye. P.S. Are you a Facebook person? Come to facebook.com/Kim.Claver, and there you will see daily tips on how to build your business. All right, maybe I'll see you there.